It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, there have been plenty of rock operas, so we will hear what opera that rocks sounds like. But first, these are days of reckoning for the Louisiana high school seniors that still remain in Texas schools after Hurricane Katrina. And now, with the end of the year fast approaching, many are struggling to graduate. Michael May from Member Station KUT looks at how one high school in Austin is trying to stop evacuee seniors from falling through the cracks.
Lisa Rogers spends her days in a tiny office at McCallum High School. There, the storm still rages. The walls are covered with graffiti-scrawled butcher paper filled with the names of lost friends and neighborhoods. There's a line drawing of the Superdome covered with water. Rogers' job is to keep the Louisiana kids who washed into Austin from just drifting away.
Within my office, they can kind of unload the stuff that's clouding their brain.
Rogers is one of six counselors hired by the nonprofit Communities and Schools to work exclusively with evacuee students.
And then go back to class, they can focus.
Today, senior Edward Nabone strolls in. He's got a chain with dog tags and a bullet dangling over his oversized t-shirt. His academic skills have improved dramatically in the past few months, but it may not be enough. Like half the evacuee seniors at McCallum, Nabone is struggling to finish high school.
What would you do if you don't graduate? I don't want to settle for a GED because I feel like that's second best. And I feel as if I deserve a little more than second best.
You've definitely got it in you to do it. I don't have any doubt.
Graduation would be a difficult transition for Nabone, even if he wasn't mourning the loss of his past life. The New Orleans school system had notoriously low standards. Texas, on the other hand, has rigorous high-stakes tests and strict truancy policies. Roger says the first few months were absolutely chaotic.
The biggest thing that I saw was just a lack of structure. They were skipping classes all the time, and that was just sort of an accepted part of the school day from New Orleans.
Roger says the evacuees would spend their time just hanging out in the halls, and she found herself on the hangout circuit.
As much as I loved that they were coming in to ask for help, at the same time, I was being used. And, you know, I was an excuse to not be in class.
So the demure redhead with wide blue eyes got tough. She made it clear she was available by appointment only. And when the students come in to talk, she gives it to them straight.
I can't pull their grades up for them. I can't attend a class for them. And so a lot of what I'm doing is just calling them on the choices that they're making that don't match up with what they say their immediate goal is.
For example, she helped Nabone get the tutoring he desperately needs. All Texas students must pass the state accountability test to graduate. Nabone has failed the test twice. On top of that, his high school transcripts were lost, so he can't prove he has enough credits to graduate. Rogers suggests he call his New Orleans school, Carver High. Suddenly, Nabone's head drops, and his tightly wound dreadlocks fall over his eyes. Rogers takes notice.
Talking about Carver brought up about a bunch of memories.
Yeah. All my friends and all the fun that we had. It seemed so wrong that we were separated this way.
At the same time, Nabone feels conflicted. His teachers here have him excited about education for the first time.
It's also a good thing because a lot of people got a lot of new hopes and things, a good start. But after that's all and done, they're also going to still miss the place they was from.
Emotionally, the students are still fragile. So Rogers tries to keep the students focused on short-term goals, like helping the seniors graduate. Senior Dougie James only recently began attending his classes regularly.
Talking about graduating from high school, how does that feel, given where you were a month or so ago?
I'm proud of what I'm going to be able to accomplish, like, because at first, I was telling you, I really didn't care about school because, like, a lot of people with education died in the hurricane. That education didn't stop them from dying, so why did I need to get an education? But after that talk that I had with you, it kind of gave me some encouragement.
Now James wants to be a computer programmer who does choreography on the side. Nabone wants to play football for LSU and study journalism. They've got a long road ahead of them. but Rogers is teaching them to move steadily forward, keeping their eyes on the horizon. For NPR News, this is Michael May.